Yeah, it's Friday, and I'm getting my dance moves on. Hey, Governor, if you can't get the boat out, you can always call me. I've got mine in the water. Lake Charlevoix calls, Governor, I'll be perfectly hospitable. Don't you worry. Going to the DTE Common Sense Hotline now, Tom checking in from Fremont. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think it's time for the Republicans to get to work now. Everybody's sick of this, Governor. They need to take their feet off their desk and tuck in their shirt and impeach the governor. I talked to Shirky's office and Lee Chatfield's office, and they said, well, it's going to be a tough thing to do. If George Washington would have said, well, you know, that Revolutionary War thing, that's going to be a tough thing to do, where would we be today?
Good point.
Work, Republicans, impeach the governor.
Thank you, Tom. Greatly appreciate it. I agree that the Republicans, they're invisible for the most part. Governor does what she wants. They're invisible. My next guest isn't invisible. He's loud and proud. He's here. Steve Doolin, attorney, a broker, a member of the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. Doolin, it's Friday. Welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. You know, I saw some armed protesters on the steps of the Capitol yesterday. Dangerous-looking bunch. All up there with their AR-15s and their sidearms, and I didn't see it covered anywhere on the news. Do you think it has something to do with that they were black gun owners and they're up there perfectly safe, just like their predecessors that came that were actually white gun owners? It's interesting to me as to what gets covered and what gets, you know, brushed away and not worried about. But I think Rick Hector is a great guy. I know him. I know these guys are up there. Good guys. Nothing wrong with them. And I fully support their right to do it. I'm talking about the disingenuous coverage of the story. Your thoughts?
Agreed. Doesn't fit the narrative. Rick and a few other friends were out there, and they were specifically making the point that there are people of color, to use that term, who are gun owners, who are proud, and who are Second Amendment activists. They did the same thing that anybody has a right to do on our Capitol steps, and it was roundly ignored. You're absolutely right. And the reason I think, and I think you and I agree on this, that it was roundly ignored by the press, the most
of the
press.
Well, you can't call them white supremacists. Yeah.
Is that it doesn't fit the narrative that somehow gun owners are racist.
Well, exactly. You can't call them Klan members and white supremacists and they don't have their Trump flag. But if they did, they'd ignored it anyway, even if they had their Trump flag. So there you go, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. Meanwhile, I've got this great footage that I've been watching of black gun owners in Minneapolis with AR-15s standing in front of their businesses going, "Not today, guys. You can leave my business well enough alone." Which goes to show you, once again, why do you think you need an AR-15? Well, sometimes there might be a riot. And if there's going to be a riot, I'm going to want an AR-15. But you don't need an AR-15. Why would you need an AR-15? If I want an AR-15, and if I'm black or white, or if I'm in Koreatown, during the riots in Los Angeles, that's what I want. That's my choice. And I'm proud of those guys for standing out there and protecting their business, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. And, the photo that I saw was a multiracial contingent of essentially volunteer security guards, and the businesses they were standing near were not torched. They were not burned down.
That was the tobacco shop. That was a wide array of people. The video I just saw come across today, a group of about half a dozen black guys, all with AR-15s, all very sharp-dressed, by the way, standing there looking good, got nice rifles, nice equipment. And they said, listen, I'm not dangerous. Don't mess with our store, and I won't be dangerous. And that's basically the message. You mess with our store here, there's going to be an issue. Nobody messed with them, period.
Right. Well, and that brings back memories of the Korean store owners in the L.A. riots back, must be 30 years ago now, the Rodney King riots in L.A.
Exactly.
And the term rooftop Koreans has become common in the Second Amendment community. Because they were on the rooftops of their businesses, and businesses survived those riots when many didn't.
I'm offended by that
term. It reminds me of a quote from the late, great Colonel Cooper. It wasn't an AR-15. It was a .45 automatic in 1911. But he recalled hearing from a police officer who had one. A criminal once said, well, that's not fair. And Colonel Cooper's musing was, I think the least one could expect of their defensive firearm is that it not be fair.
Exactly. I don't want a fair fight. I want to win the fight.
Winning through intimidation is really what it's all about. And if the AR-15 or the AK-47 silhouette is known to the bad guys, you might not have to fire a shot.
100%. 100%. And I agree with everything you're saying. And so I don't understand how the police just turned tail and ran and let their third precinct building, looks like a fancy precinct, just get torched by the protesters in Minneapolis. To me, that, I mean, so the folks at the different stores that we've mentioned here, they can defend themselves by just standing out there and saying, listen, back up, back off. But the police can't. I mean, that's a that building will take millions of dollars to replace, and the taxpayers will be sent the bill because the mayor and the city turned tail and ran like cowards. You know, I what happened to George Floyd, difficult to watch, hard thing to see, yet, and do they need to be put through the process? Absolutely. The police officers involved, absolutely. But you don't burn down your city and allow it to happen. I'll give you the last word.
Well, this was a policy decision at some point. You know, the initial line of riot police were backing up steadily. They were not holding a line at any point that I saw.
But they arrested a CNN tragic. Reporter. They arrested a CNN reporter on live television for not, you know, for not being where they wanted him to be, even though he was just anyhow, crazy stuff going on. I got to leave it there, Doolin. Greatly appreciate you being here. You go ahead and have a nice weekend, would you? And by the way, if you talk to the governor, tell her she can ride in my boat.
Will do.
Yeah, thank you so much. Doolin, everybody. Steve Doolin, he's here on Fridays. Quick break. We'll be right back here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
Act like you know, G-go. I know what bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Uh-oh. Cha-cha-ching-ching. Here come the hot stuff.